Hello.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita, but I'm also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first greeting that you heard when you pressed play on this podcast was the voice of the executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I am also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. But this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister likes to say, we are not just brother and sister in Christ. We are brother and sister in real life. And that's right.
That's right. We are definitely related. And I know it was the blood for me. Amen. 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 Well, brother, how's your week been? I think you got a story to tell.
Tumultuous. It's been crazy. from the future in the past, all at the same time. We're not omniscient like God, but, you know, pre-records. Anyway, so, like, I have gone through Armageddon. And had some issues dealing with my eye, and that's been rough. Like, finances are just in a place of adulting. I'm trying to, like, continuously speak life. Like, this is definitely not the worst life has ever been, but it's definitely the most growing, I will say, that God has been asking of my spirit. So it's just been a lot. And I'm glad that the scripture for today that we'll get to after you tell me how your week is reminds me of some things. So, yeah, that's been my week or life.
Life in general. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do a check-in and I ask you, and I keep forgetting, I'm going to put it in our drive that we share, mm-hmm. the emotions wheel, so I can start sounding really intelligent.
You do need to do that.
And like, I really am tapped in.
I'm very melancholy. So, I'm melancholy. I don't know if that's on the board, but I'm going to just
throw it might be. And if it's not on the board, we can always add it. I like it. I like the fact that you pulled. I'm not a good synonym, baby.
Wordsmith wizard over here.
And I'm going to say this too. I know I just go on tangents, but that's one of the things that I do. That's one of the things I don't like about therapy. I live a life that's so filled with activities that oftentimes it's hard for me to stop and evaluate how I'm truly feeling, right? Which is how you end up with the situation I have on my face right now. So my body, like, my skin gets horrible when I'm like holding things in and not processing. But with all that said,
I have pulled this emotion wheel up, BT Dubs.
You pulled it up?
I did. Where'd you find it? I just pulled up one.
It's not the one that I want you. I don't know if it's the one I want you to see. Share your screen so I can see this emotion wheel. Okay, so I can come up.
You have to enable it.
I have to give you permission. Yeah. Oh, man. You should be permissed up. Let's see.
You would be permissed up. We would be remiss.
You should be permissed up.
Dog, so hold on. I have a small side story as you're getting the stuff together. So
are you gonna you want me to
give me the permissions while you're doing that, I'm gonna tell this small side story. So we had this black pastor come in on Sunday sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, when I say I realized I missed a lot of stuff, I didn't know how much I missed hearing, you know, like people giving honor to this person and that person. And he brought his music leader. And so he sang some songs. And so even the sounds were, and I was like, oh my goodness, my soul is is
You
remembering
missed
things. Yeah.
it.
So what do you think of this one? Is this
No, that's
this ain't
not
it?
it at all. But I mean, you tried. You get an A for effort.
Okay. Is
And
it any one of these?
let me see, because I minimized you trying to find it on my own. It's that one right there. I'm pointing and you can't see it. That one.
The one in
Yes,
the
that's the
middle?
one. Yes.
Okay.
That's it. That's that guy. So pull him up, make him big. I have us on. This is it. This is perfect. You see how? Okay. So in the center of the wheel are like the basic emotions that I think we all resonate with or can say just off the top of our head. So there's anger, sadness, surprise, joy, love, fear, right?
Right.
And then there are two other circles, like there's a two other circles that break those down into even more.
Ah, melancholy ain't on here. That's crazy.
It should be though. We're adding it to our wheel. We're gonna have to pull melancholy out when we need it. Okay, so I'm tapping into my emotions. How have I felt this week? It's been a mixture of lots of these emotions. So one of them, I would say, would be anxious. I've had a week where I felt really anxious. That's something that I really need to address and turn over to the Lord, like fully. I know one scripture that always comes to mind, and then my therapist always points out to me is, like the birds don't worry about where they're getting their next meal from and all those. So why should you worry? If God is taking care of the birds and the flowers in the field, don't you know by now that He's taking care of you? So that's something I have to continue to remind myself. And I guess it kind of taps into what you were talking about, your situation. So I think I felt a little anxious. I've also been a little nervous. I have a lot of different things going on, and I've also felt delighted. I have been amused. I have been moved, all those things in this week. So it's been a week of, and I think for us, not just me, but for a lot of us, a week can contain all those emotions. So I think.
Okay, now I gotta update because now I gotta use some of these words.
Okay, so how's
So,
your week?
felt a bit of powerlessness, a little disillusioned. There was grief because I had the most random moment where it's like I just had these moments, these days where I like literally go through and I'm like, oh, I miss them. I miss them
Right.
so much. Like I
But
didn't,
I'm not invalidating what you're saying, but I also know that we both shared a moment of complete shock and awe and like surprise. Did that make you feel sad before the podcast?
No. That brought where did I just saw jubilation. That was good. That one
Okay.
was fun because I've we me and Kanae have had this conversation. I'll pose it to you. Kind of like we often do when we have these spiritual conversations. So I was talking about, like dying or whatever in the sense of like how we talk about like at least in Black church, the twinkling of an eye, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a blink and then you're at the other side, right? So with that, I was like, man, so like is that kind of like existing as God in a certain way, not as him, but with him in the sense of like time doesn't matter because we're still living, till whatever, but are they already where, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Right. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. What are your thoughts like on that whole like because the reason I started thinking about it is because I was thinking about them. We were watching I think I was telling you the one of these episodes recently. We were watching this movie on Netflix called Uncorked. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's about a young black man who aspires to be a sommelier in Memphis. He is working with in his family's barbecue shop and just kind of the ups and downs of that or whatever. And there was Niecy Nash is his mom in the movie, and she has a moment where she's like battling with cancer and some other things. And it's like, it was super reminiscent of when our great grandmother was going through those things. So I was like an emotional wreck. So we had like put that movie down for at least 3 weeks. It was what it feels like.
I don't know if you shared that on the podcast. I know me and you discussed it.
Yeah.
But
if I haven't, it's something I think I should watch. It's a really good movie because anyway, we get to the end of the movie and I was just thinking emotionally about like how much I miss people, bro. It's just, it's crazy a lot of times to have that realization of, let's see, the confused, dismayed shock of that they're not here.
Right.
And then there's suffering in that, you know, and there's, you know, there's like a lot of, you're searching for how to be content, but it's hard because like it, you just think about certain things, because like our, a post came up. That's what it was. The Facebook post came up. And when I gave y'all, when I got y'all tickets to one of the shows at the Rep that y'all really wanted to see. And it was just like,
that grief,
you know,
good grief.
And we got to just talking about, and you and I have talked about this too, and I'll get into the scripture to kind of refill us after this, but it's just one of them asides. We've talked about privately, like when all this stuff was going on, we had a long conversation with our mom about what we're going to do. We had a conversation with each other about things that we want to get in order. What are the decisions that we want to make now? So that way it's not something that we're labored with thinking about whenever that time comes.
Right. And I will say, I'm going to let you, I am an interrupter, but I will say, yeah. I think that was something that helped me when Tamika passed away, because we had talked extensively about death and like, when I die, this is what I want to happen. And she told her mom, like, when I die, just Sarita know, just go with, you know, just,
yeah,
this is, so I think that made it easier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to make some decisions and do some things because I already knew. You know what I'm saying? Because
the work of it is out. Like, taking the work out of death when somebody leaves is the best thing you can possibly do.
I think so, too. And taking the guesswork, I think. Like, what would they have wanted? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, at that point, it don't really matter. And that's why I'm saying, like, it's just the work of it all. Like, that's why I call it the work in that sense. Because it's like, if I know who, what, when, how you want to speak, all of this stuff that I can get taken care of, it's up. It's done.
Right.
I can process my emotions. I can, you know, lean into those decisions because I already know them, versus like you said, trying to think about it and then I gotta process the fact that you ain't here, and then I gotta try and process how you would process, and that's just, it's too much.
I think part of it gives me a bit of certainty in a very uncertain time.
Yeah.
And also I can see how it would be easy to go into a funeral parlor or wherever and make decisions based on your emotions, because you are so highly emotional. Now, I will give this one little caveat. I did make an emotional decision. We're not going to act like I was completely...
Oh, no, you was... You weren't rash. Here, but it's...
But
it's
all... Wait. So we go to the funeral home. And they're like, okay, so like, this is what comes with this package, and this is this, and this, and this. And they were like, okay, and the florist, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so when you say ribbon, what do you mean? What kind of ribbons? what kind of ribbons are we talking about? And for some, I couldn't let it go. Like, we were only supposed to be down there. We weren't supposed to spend the night, right? We were just going to go make the arrangements, and then we're gonna come back to Little Rock. And they were like, well, the florist is closed. So, and I was like, I have to see this ribbon. Like, mama, like, mind you, I had all kinds of other things that I needed to do. Mama also knew that I was like
And
irrational.
crazy.
So she's like,
Because
you
even
know
the way
what?
you saying it lets me know how crazy you were, because I know your crazy voice. It's just like, no, but these ribbons, like,
Yeah,
no, I
like
just.
when you what you mean when you say ribbon? So mama was like, tell you what, we'll stay with your grandma tonight and we'll go to the flower shop in the morning, right? Okay. Now, mind you, we got a package for her funeral. Okay. But this is part of the package, right? Like, I just want to go look and see the options that y'all have. So we all, and it's like a whole, it's like a big thing because you know our family don't do like it. Everybody was at the, it was so anyway.
Yeah, it's
So
so
everybody is
weird,
at
bro.
the florist the next day.
It's so weird. Like, and I didn't realize this until Uncle Michael passed, that we just weird.
We are weird,
We're just
100%.
not like normal people when it comes to like, and I appreciate it. Because it's way more connected than I've ever seen any family that they've shown on any movie.
Right.
Because every time I've seen those movies, somebody has already made those decisions, and then it's just somebody in the family like talking crap about the decisions that somebody
Decisions.
made.
Right.
He would
So
have
it's like
never
we're
liked these
all
flowers.
like there was not enough room for all of us. There people we were there people were standing because like why y'all need this many people? Anyway. So we go to the florist en masse, all of us the next day, okay? The lady is pulling out. I can laugh at it now, but then I was just like, I was on one, baby. So the lady pulls out the books and she's like showing me different stuff. Well, also, again, I told you I was like rational, but I was also like irrational. And the lady knows that we are coming from the funeral home. This is the package we have. I just want to see what that means. I just want to see what it looks like. I need to be able to see it, right? So she shows me and I'm like, oh. Now me and Ari are in there. We're both in there together. We're both making decisions together. You know what I'm saying? We're like, yeah, this is it. This is the one we wanted. We want this and we want this, right? And then I walk out because I'm hollering anyway. And they like, get it together, champ. You're fine. Mama's in there making impulse
Can I
buys,
was with
okay?
you?
She's like, when I everybody was there, like
I
there was a
wasn't there.
caravan. You weren't because you were working,
Oh,
but like,
golly. This is before I had my. Oh yeah, because this is before I had my full frontal mental breakdown. Because we had. Well, we hadn't got that far yet, so it's all
no,
good.
we hadn't got that far yet. So, and this is, I promise this is not what the whole episode is about, but
Promise y'all we gonna have fun.
I promise
Can
we're
y'all
gonna.
tell we haven't talked to each other in a while?
It's been a minute. So I'm like in the front of the florist hollering and crying and stuff. And they're like, you all right, you're all right. Like everybody was there. Like Uncle Tweet was there. He ended up buying an arrangement. Mama's like, you know, I'm gonna buy this from the cousin. You know, we all just crazy. So we get back to Little Rock, right? And I don't know if we. No, we didn't get back to Little Rock. I think we were at Aunt Linda's house. And she gets a phone call, right? Like, it ain't funny. It's funny now, but this I just went. So she was like, hey, when because she didn't go. She was like, hey, did y'all know that y'all ordered $300 more worth of flowers today outside of the package? And Ari was like, no, she never said, you know, like this ain't in the package. She was just like, yeah, girl, you can have it. Not funny, but not like now I can
Nah,
laugh at
fail.
it.
That is hilarious.
Like,
That's one of them things where it's like, normally in any of those situations, we would ask questions. Like, if we buying something, we asking a lot of questions because we know how people are.
she knew we were there with this package, and I was just asking questions, and you know I was not rational. Of course, it was paid for. That was the, but the issue was I didn't go in there with my mind, but this is also what I want, so
Do what I want.
let's make this happen.
Okay, y'all. We done. Hold on. Wait. Before we get any further, this is a special episode, and there are special.
It is a special episode.
Oh, let me do this verse. We didn't get 20 minutes in, and
okay,
ain't did
we
no
are
kind
20
of
minutes
Jesus
in
work.
on just how we're feeling and our emotions.
This
But
emotion well is a woo. That
I love the emotion
stuff
wheel.
took
That's why
us
I told
down
you
a
we need.
road. This is crazy.
Okay, so go ahead, hit us up with the verse, and I'll tell you what the subject of today's podcast is.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah, okay.
So it comes from Lamentations, verses 22-23, which I think are very needed for us, given all of these conversations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, oh, wait, I'm going too far. I just meant to go to 22 and 23, but great is your faithfulness.
Do you remember that those are the scriptures that I have written in the guest bathroom at Mama's house in my
I
handwriting
did
that
not.
they've done in here? You don't
Nope.
remember
Mm-mm.
that? Okay. So yeah,
Look at
fun
that.
fact. Those are the scriptures. I guess we can wrap those scriptures up and say that they apply to the topic of today's podcast. Really, you know, I talked about the different emotions that I've been able to feel and have gone through the spectrum this week. And I know one of the emotions I think I said was like amazed and all that other stuff. And it's because this week, well, at the time we were going to record this podcast, we're a little delayed, whatever, whatever. But one of the things that really struck out to me was I had an awesome experience. Bible study mama and I had planned to go visit study brother and his lovely wife Kanae. But life happened and we had to reschedule our trip for later in the year. And I'm so glad that we had to reschedule our trip. Do you know why? Can you guess why I'm so excited?
Well, because A, I wouldn't have been able to enjoy it at this point, but also, why?
Because Mama and I would have missed the total eclipse. Have you ever been a part of a total eclipse?
I have not.
Exactly. And I didn't realize, like, the week that we were supposed to be in Tacoma is the week that we had the total eclipse here in Little Rock. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I knew the total eclipse was happening. I knew the total eclipse was happening, but I wasn't on the bandwagon. Okay. I was not one of those people that was like, this is going to be so awesome.
Dog,
Like,
did you see all them flights? The people were showing pictures of flights of people flying to Little Rock because we were apparently the best place to view the total eclipse or something.
right. One of the best places. Yeah, they showed that and all of that, even with all of that, brother. And the crazy thing is, I saw the bookings for people because you know I like to plan ahead. So last year, I was looking to book a cabin just because I wanted to stay in a cabin in one of our state parks. And they had all this information about the eclipse on there. And I was like, what are they even talking about? Like, this is last year. They were planning ahead. They were ready. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I guess a lot of nature lovers really like to be in national parks or state parks when eclipses happen. You know, I, again, not really thinking anything of it. The day, the actual day of the eclipse, I still really hadn't planned to look at it, if you want me to be 100% honest. But I went to work out that morning, and then I had books for book club that I need to take back to the library. Well, I pull up to the library. There's a line outside the door of the library. And I'm thinking to myself, Is this how it always is when a library first opens, that there are people that really, really want to turn their books in? Maybe these people need the internet. No, they were all there because the library was giving out free solar eclipse glasses. And I was like, well, since I'm here, go on, give me some. Give me some glasses just in case I do decide I want to look right. I have a full life, so much going on. I'm like, I'm working, working. I mean, I work from home, but like, do I want to get off my computer, to go see what these folks are talking about? Brother, it was amazing.
Really?
It was like one of those, it was an unexpected, you want to talk about almost speechless. Like it was, it, I was in no way prepared for what I was about to see. I do remember Tamika being like super into like nature and all of that, and how she looked at the eclipse in 2017. Wasn't a total eclipse, but she looked at,
Yeah, I
I'm
think I
like,
remember
girl,
that.
yeah, like why would you look at it
I
without
think
your
I
glasses?
also
But
did the
anyway,
same thing. I'm not
because
gonna
she
hold
wants,
you.
because she want to see stuff, she gotta whatever. Anyway, but it was the most, it was like, okay, I'm going to describe it to you. Sitting on my front porch, right, bird's eye view. It was great. It starts to get darker outside, and it got so quiet. You know how quiet it is, like when we're at grandma's house? Well, not even then, because like you can hear the crickets or whatever. So it's not even really quiet. It was so quiet. I could hear my neighbors, like not right across the street, but like catty corner on the street over. I could hear them. I could look at their mouths and hear exactly what they were saying. And that is when I was like, well, clearly we need to whisper, because if we can hear them that well, they can hear us. And they weren't talking loud. They were just talking in regular voices. But that's how quiet it was. It got darker. It started slowly getting darker. And then it was quiet.
Yeah,
No
because,
animal.
but I was going to say, because you know that, like, because of course, you know, your brother, while I don't do everything, because even though I didn't know it was like a big thing, I keep up with the information of the things that, like, the animals just responded in the way that they would, which is why I was quiet, because it's just like, oh, it's nighttime. Like, I'm supposed, like, this is.
But again, like I said, even at night, you hear crick, you hear something.
They didn't know what, it's one of those like, just stop, because you know it's like your body is just like,
And not just that, it was quiet.
Right.
So we're looking up, and it gets dark. It's weird to be in the middle of the day and it gets so dark. And it is an awesome sight to see, like the moon in front of the sun, like that. Like it was just, I was not prepared. I didn't get the hype. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I almost missed out on an amazing moment because I'm so caught up in my hustle and bustle of life and getting stuff done. And I almost missed out on seeing something that's like, that truly is like a God moment. And I was like, do you feel like you waiting for the rapture? And then they were like, and I was like, well, if he came, we'd have got left behind, because
Now we didn't get left behind. I'm not doing this with you.
but
That's
it
crazy.
was an awesome, like an awe-inspiring experience. And I was, the topic today, I guess the point of the podcast for me is, I wanted to ask you and talk to you about any moments, any God moments that you might have potentially missed out on because you were wrapped up in the hustle bustle of life, or not even that, just the natural wonders that God has that sometimes that we take for granted or don't even realize, like, oh my gosh, other people might not, but I certainly see God in moments like that, like to, you know, I'm not a science, like, aficionado. I don't work, but I can give you another example while you're
I
thinking.
got you. You know me.
I know he's got
We
some.
were driving back from some vacation. Me and mama was in the car. I had this on tape for a very long time when we were in our handheld camera mode. And it was this sunset that to this day was the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen in my life. And it was coming back into Arkansas. Like, I think we were just like getting past the Arkansas sign, like driving on a bridge that's closer, like coming in like West Helena side or something like that. I'm almost positive. I know we were on that highway at least. And so we look up at this purple, pink, orange, still bits of blue, sky that we're able to see because the clouds are so perfectly splayed out in front of the sun. And there was nothing like that, that I'd ever seen to that point. And I just remember like thinking like, these are the moments where you cannot tell me that God doesn't exist. And I get it. You can break it down to whatever science crap you want to break it down to. And I mean science crap just in the sense of when you use science to discredit versus the fact that science in and of itself still has to prove its own existence. Just in the sense that like you're always waiting for like if I found other quote unquote evidence to prove what you have proven to be fact, well, mine is now the fact if I've given you evidence and all this other stuff. So anyway, so seeing that was one of those moments. And then the second moment is a moment after the tornadoes came through in 98, 94, something like that.
It was 99, 2000, something like that. Yeah, it was it I was in high school for sure.
Okay. Well,
So
I
probably
was still in
99.
elementary school. That's why I was saying like so because I remember it was I might have been in fifth grade. So
That tracks fifth,
you
sixth
would have been
grade. You
ninth
probably were in
grade,
sixth
yeah.
grade, yeah.
Fifth. Had to be because I know I hadn't moved to junior high yet when this happened. And the reason I remember that is because of just anyway, the point I'm making here after so after
Junior
the
high was seventh grade for you, seventh, eighth, ninth.
yes, no, it was sixth, eighth,
No,
sixth,
it's not.
seventh, eighth. Yes, it was. We were the first year
It
to do
had
sixth, seven,
changed for
eight.
y'all?
Yes, we were the
Oh,
first year,
okay.
so I didn't get to do like what you did and spend 4 years in junior high or whatever,
I
which you
spent
did.
three.
Three or three,
Seventh, eighth,
yeah.
ninth.
Oh, yeah, because 10, 11, 12 was high school. Wow, that is so
Right.
weird now that I think about it. Thinking back on it, that is so strange. I don't know why I would have wanted anyway. So after the tornadoes came through, I remember walking through the neighborhood, bro. Like, it was nuts, but at the same time, as a young kid, like walking around through all this stuff, like one of my friends' house torn down.
Destroyed.
Destroyed, like, but like looking through all of that and just seeing, I don't know, it's still the majesty of God in a certain way,
It 100% is.
cause
Like,
it was nuts, bro. Like,
it was crazy. It
were
was
you
crazy.
even? I don't know where you were. Were you?
I was at the house.
Okay, this
I
month.
feel like I feel like I really feel like grandma was there and she was
And
trying to put a
she
mattress over
was. Now
it.
we were in the bathroom, and I think
We were
she
in the
did.
bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the two crazy things that, like I said, lead to this appreciation of like God and nature and everything else. So we hear it, like we feel it, like we hear the tornado
I just knew we were
come
gone.
down
It
the street, bro. Like we're
was
here.
so loud. Woo!
And then it was just quiet
Quiet.
as it gets like as it came by our house, right? Quiet. Like, after we'd heard all of this noise, it still went through the neighborhood and it, like, tore up some other houses and things of that nature. And then right after, at the end of it, like, power is out. There was this cool, like, rain. Because I remember us going, like, to the front of the house after everything was, like, clear.
Right.
And it was, like, the first time where I, like, could feel peace in the air kind of thing. That I can, like, visibly remember and thinking about, like, when I would know, like, how biometrically tuned I am to knowing when it's okay to be outside. But, yeah, man, it was a great experience in that way. Or a great showing of God. Not the tornado itself was not a great experience, but seeing, like, how quick things can change and his might, you know.
Also, I would say that tornado was a great example of how people can come together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody was out cleaning and, like, trying to get the streets passable again and helping people. So certainly we went through a lot of shock and awe and fear and all of it that night. But we came out on the other side, I think, in a better place.
Yeah,
better place.
So what's your,
My other example that I was going to have for you was going to Niagara Falls. That was...
Oh, that's funny. I'll wait till you finish, but I have a thought. Man.
Wow. That was a wow experience for me. It was.
A little underwhelming for me at the time.
It was underwhelming?
I think I had made Niagara Falls way larger. Like, way.
You don't feel like it was large?
Not as large. I'm telling you how big I was making it in my head, fam. Like, in my head, the way, like, I shouldn't have been able to see the top.
From the bottom.
Like, I just should not have been able to. So, like, being able to see that made me be like, oh, I see. I see how people survive now. It's crazy. I don't think you have that much level of a chance.
I don't
chance,
see how people survive.
I can see
it's not a short drop, brother.
It looks like that. It's what I'm telling it you. It looks so much. It did.
No, look again it from did. The top. You got to go back with your wife.
We got to go. We have to go back because also I want to have a redemption like vacation like that. Like, because as much fun as we had, it was a lot of BS on that trip.
It was.
In
certain ways.
In the early parts of it because, well.
Oh, I forgot about that. No. Can I say this, brother?
Yes.
I feel like that's what makes the trip so memorable. The crazy stuff. Along the way, there was lots of, I agree with you. I think this should solely be just like a.
The first half was, I'm not listening to my mama ever again with stuff that she want to do at the beginning of a trip. That should have been the start. Because that is before, I feel like that's before Dunn's River Fall. And had to be. Because we had just got our passport.
Yes, it definitely was. It was. Y'all had just got y'all's passport.
Yeah.
No, y'all or didn't it,
we didn't
y'all's
get
passport.
Them. They came the day after we left.
Yeah, y'all, we was waiting on y'all and y'all didn't.
Didn't
y'all
still get it. But, like, you know what's funny is that should have been the at that point in time, we should have known, like, we can't be listening to you when you want to, like, choose certain things. Because you chose things that if we hadn't had those things happen, all the other stuff wouldn't have happened. I'm sure of it.
I don't think so. I think that's part of the memory. That's why the trip is so memorable. We have so many things we can pull from. So Niagara Falls is not one for you. Do you feel like Dunn's River Falls was one for you?
Cozumel. Okay. Cozumel. Like, if we talking, like, when I'm like, oh, my God. This is the first time that I've seen this watercolor that people be like showing on a on National Geographic and all this other stuff when they be going to Belize and the Barbados and all these different places or Greece, you know, like
Right.
This is the first time I've seen this water, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the clearest water I'd ever seen, which is why coming up here, like when we went to Vashon or Vashon Island, whatever it's called out here, like that water, bro, I'm like, this is like it's a lake. This is crazy.
Well, let me tell you, I think that is, God created this earth, and there are so many natural beauty, so much natural beauty, and so many natural wonders that I think you can almost become like immune to it. I'll tell you, visiting you in Washington, us driving across the country, number one, I think that was a great opportunity for us to see some of God's
Yo,
wonders.
I forgot about that because I did it
Yeah.
twice. But like I remember now because I was like calling you because I was like, nah, bro, this is crazy. Because day one is driving from Little Rock all the way to Denver. Let me tell y'all something. It's not for the weak. And you don't really get much of a change, right? So it's kind of cool. You see some things when you're driving into Denver, but it's like when you're going the way we went, it's still kind of flat land in a certain way. Man.
Want
Leaving from Denver to Idaho, though.
trip.
Brother, listen. So the mountains start like rising. Like you start feeling like you're in a mini plane because you're like looking off into the distance. You can see farms and small houses and like these huge, huge mountain ranges. Or they feel huge because I mean, I'm sure there's bigger things than that. And then by the last day, you feel like you've gone up so high that you are literally sitting in the clouds, is what it felt like driving into Tacoma that day. And that was always strange because I tell them all the time, I'm like, see, y'all have different experiences with clouds. The clouds we saw driving in are not clouds I want to see back home. If I see these clouds back home, it's tornado time. Like y'all see them and y'all like, ah, it might rain at 2 o'clock for a little bit. Like a little seaside rain. Ain't nothing, you know. I don't need no umbrella. Like that's how they see it up here. But it was crazy to kind of see that. And that was another thing where I was like, oh my gosh, like God just does so much with this, or did so much with this world and all of these wonders and things that we get to see and enjoy. Man, I forgot about that. Look at you. You brought
Yep.
like it would definitely be my top 10 experiences of nature though, for sure. Like if
The
I had to
drive.
like really think about it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great drive. So, yeah, that's the episode today. In a nutshell, I just wanted to reflect on the wonders of the world and how the Lord has done some mighty marvelous things, but it's also easy to look past them or even take them for granted. I'm grateful I got to have that experience because it's not an experience that everyone gets to have
Right.
with the eclipse. And I really took it for granted, but it was amazing. It was awesome. So when you're driving along, y'all hear my cat? He's hungry. When you're driving along, take time out to look at that sunset and really like appreciate it. Bible study brother's laughing because my cat has come into the frame like, you tripping, girl.
Quick question, you know, or not quick question, quick side story to our Chicago trip, right? The funniest thing about that trip is normally when we go places, y'all, our goal is always eat somewhere new. Eat
Good
somewhere fun,
food.
good food. We want to eat somewhere new. Tell me why. Now, granted, this did start a like a trend for us in eating these this food. But so we end up we're in Buffalo on the side that we can be on so we can see Niagara Falls since our passports didn't come in. And we go to TGI Friday. Now, it was we was all like exhausted, our head was hurting, tired. Some like we was just like it was something. I can't remember like what the reason was we just chose there outside of any other place. I think we was just like, I don't, I just need to eat. And what was funny about it is because that's so not us, but what we got their bourbon or Jack Daniel's honey barbecue wings, like for the first time. And it was like, oh no. Oh, this is it. Okay. Okay. We did something nice, you know. But that was a funny little aside that I wanted to like share with y'all. Cause I like sharing these like moments with the podcast and also just having these God-inspired moments where it's just like Christians have fun too. And I think that's something that this podcast continuously reminds me. And I hope is something that is shared to you guys. So if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure that you give us a lovely rating on wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend. Follow us on all of the social media links that are down in the description. And yeah, remember that it's not just you or I that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Yes.